is from your building two on your diagram to the corner that you're going to build your new house. Across the street there.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what you're referring to. I need to see.
From the pool corner to the building corner on the next building.
Over from right side to, all right.
Yes, right side to left side.
So the basic, all right, so you're asking the width of the driveway there and a little bit of landscaping.
Yeah.
I would, to that fence over to the living quarters, 20, 25 feet.
The width of the entire lot.
I'm sorry, I do not
know. The width of the lot. The width.
Yeah,
of the lot
I don't know what I've got there. I'm sorry, I don't have that number.
It's about 125 feet according to the drawing.
Yeah.
On the last page. Or next. All the right. First pictures, I'm sorry. So, the problem, I mean, this is a tough one for me.
Well, right now you've got a situation where it's totally out of compliance, but it's grandfathered.
It was built in the 50s.
Built in the 60s.
62.
And now we're wanting to go in and approve a new structure that's way out of compliance. And I'm kind of with Rick, I kind of agree, you know, if it's there, before any rules or regulations were established, and this was. But I sort of have an issue with that too, because we're going in, and I understand why you would want it, don't get me wrong. But you go to New Orleans and the Keys, and you see shotgun homes that aren't 23 foot wide, you know, because they were constricted by configurations of the lots down there, just how they did it.
Have you already designed your home?
Have not, no. Mm. We were waiting for your ruling so we knew about how much space we had to work with.
Could you feasibly build a home that meets the setback requirements?
You said the length is, or the width was going to be approximately 40 feet. What is your length, anticipated length? And what is it right now? It's what, 60 or so?
From one end of the building to the other, right now is about 92 feet.
Yeah.
We certainly wouldn't need all that 92.
Okay.
But our goal is to build a single family home.
Right.
One story home, excuse me. One
right.
story home, so we don't have to climb stairs. So again, the garage would be at this end, and then, three-bedroom, three-bath house the rest of the way with a deck on the back so we can enjoy the view of the lake that we have.
And the deck itself is what you were wanting to put at the back, and that was going to be your 2 foot.
You would allow me.
And that would be on the end, the back and side.
That would be on the deck.
The deck
on the back.
Would wrap around and be on both, or just on the?
Just on the back.
No, the deck would just be on the back end.
That deck, can't tell from the pictures, I assume that's more than 5 feet. So if you didn't build the deck, you'd be within the setback on the back property line, right?
If we see the deck.
I'm not sure I follow what you're saying.
So
you're asking for a setback 2 feet from the back property line. And I think I heard you say that the back property line is where you're going to have a deck built in the back of the house.
That is correct.
That if you didn't build the deck, would your back of the property, the back of the house be within the setback? 7 feet is what's required in the back.
10 feet.
I'm sorry, 10 feet.
7 on the side.
So it'd be... So without a deck, you'd be within the setback on the back of the house.
Is the deck going to be covered?
Probably not.
Scott, remind me, is it measured from the soffit? Or measured from the vertical structure, or measured from
we'd measure it from the outside rim. You know, if you put your post in like you would sometimes and cantilever a deck over, which that's how I built them,
uh-huh.
It would be your outside rim.
So that would be measured from the rim or the rim board of the deck.
Yes, rim board of the deck.
What if it were
property line?
I'm trying to help him here. If I
can. Yeah, if he has 10-foot deck, the actual house structure would be 10 feet. Now, the soffit might be 8.
Right.
If he had an 8-foot deck, I haven't heard yet the width of the deck.
What if the deck were, instead of a deck, it were a patio?
Or a concrete patio?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't require a permit when they do concrete. The only thing I do say when somebody comes in and wants to do concrete,
that's impervious.
Is at one time you get ready to cover that, then you're going to need a permit for that cover.
Right.
To make sure if you're going to cover it, that your concrete meets the setback, or you're going to need a variance to be able to put a cover over it.
Sure.
But we haven't required driveways, sidewalks, patios to have a permit until they build a roof over it. Which in this case, if it was a deck and it was the outer rim was within 2 feet, then the overhang of a cover, if you ever put over it, would need to stay out of that 2-foot area.
Right. But right now, what we're faced with is a 10-foot setback, according to the regulations, and a 7-foot setback on the side.
Mm-hmm. 7 on the west side, and then 10 on the back. Correct.
So, how long do you think are you thinking on the house? You don't have a design yet, but what are you thinking? I mean, what is there existing now is about 90 feet long, right?
Correct.
And what are you thinking about? What are you wanting to do? I mean, you're wanting to build something that's about 90 by 40.
No, it won't be that big because we've got to come back. If I go out 40-foot width all across the back, and then I could probably come north up the driveway, if you will, or up the parking lot, if you will, approximately 35 feet, and then I'm going to have to cut in 10 feet, say 10 feet, and then come back the remaining way because I can't come 40 feet all the way back because my traffic won't get through.
Make the turn.
We're looking at 2,100 square feet of house plus a garage. We're probably going to
come 40 by 60.
It's 2,400.
Yeah, and we're you plus your garage.
Well, if I do 40 by 40, there's 1,600. Come in 10 feet, and I've got, and then I come back, so then I've got 30 by however far another.
You still got another 20 feet, though, that you could do something with. According, if it was laid out like it is. If you had the same footprint as what you have now. Right? Am I figuring that right?
I don't know. I'm trying to add it myself, and it seems like you ought to be able
to. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's much bigger than 2,100 square foot house.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're doing a 40 by 50, that's 2,000 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then if your garage is going to be how wide for a two-car garage?
23-24 foot square.
Okay. So you're looking at 75 feet.
Yeah.
Total length.
And we're with 90 now.
With the setting in for your garage, for your traffic, and that still gives you 15 feet for the setback on the back. Now the side is 7, and of course you're already within that. That fence, you said you thought it was about 6 inches, which I wouldn't dispute that, but if you look at the photo that Scott took, it pretty well lines up on your side of that power pole. And they don't always get those right on the line, but generally they get pretty close. So I bet that fence is, like you say, within 6 inches. I mean, the back fence, just judging from the power pole in that photo. And how much space is there now between the back of the existing structure and that side fence?
That gravel area is probably 4 feet.
Okay. So you just need a 3-foot variance there on that side.
So clarify for me, I didn't quite understand. You're going to measure from the vertical wall or from the outer edge of, say, the guttering or
door,
the guttering.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the edge of the roof.
Yeah.
Which, if you look at that now, it's well within, what is that? That's probably an 18-inch overhang.
Uh-huh.
Encroaching in the 4-foot space.
Yeah, but didn't he say the fence is actually on the other?
No, it's on this side.
Oh, it's on this property.
Well, he had
it's on the other homeowner's property.
It's on the other homeowner's property.
6 inches short already.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Which, that fence is pretty close. Which 6 inches is not different. Well, within the existing space, you could have a 75-foot home, which would give you a 40-by-50 house, which would be 2,000 square foot, plus a 25-by-25 garage, and still give you 15-foot
and match your setback. Yeah, and still match your setback.
And yeah, but the side is a little tighter, and you're probably more crowded for space there than you the back.
It was noted as 2 foot and 2 foot was my request, but I would take anything you give me less than 10 and 7. If you're so moved to do so, I'd be happy with anything.
Or you're looking thoughtful, but not thoughtful.
Yeah. I think back of day one of the police academy. They teach you it's the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. So I try to understand, why do we have the setback? And the one in the back, where there's never going to be a neighbor, it's Corps of Engineers. They're obviously not here opposing it. The back setback, I'm not sure that I have any issue with that. I don't see the issue with that. The side neighbor, I can see there's an issue. We need to be back off the side of a neighbor that's to the side there. So if anything, I almost feel like the back setback I'd be willing to give on. I don't know that there's a reason that we say you have to be 10 feet back from Corps of Engineer land where there's never going to be a house built.
They're not going to build anything.
Exactly.
Well, so especially if you're talking about a deck or a patio.
Yeah. I don't think it hurts anything. I don't think there's a good reason for us to say, no, you can't do that. The side setback, it sounds to me like you probably could make it fit. It may not be ideal, but I don't know that we meet the demonstrative hardship that we're looking for here. We can probably design something that would still fit that. So if it were me, I'd probably say I'd give the back setback. If he wants 2 feet, then we could do 2 feet on the back. But the side, I tend to agree that's a little harder one to say, sure, we can do that.
For what it's worth, the house, the neighboring house, you can see barely through the trees there. It's from the back corner where I'm asking for to the front of their front corner of their house is 80 feet. They are not directly beside me. They set way back closer to the lake. There's an 80-foot gap there, but I understand your point. Yeah, I don't want somebody staring in their window and vice versa, but that wouldn't be the case here.
Have you talked to them? Do they support you building there? Obviously, it's already existing, so it doesn't.
She's pretty much an absentee owner. I don't think I've seen her more than once all year. She doesn't live full time here.
Okay.
That's that over.
To your point, something else to consider on the back setback is storage buildings, a garage. The setback would have been 5 feet. An individual deck detached would have had a 5-foot setback. But since it's attached to the home, we put it within that 10-foot. But we have a different back setback for non-inhabited type buildings than are part of the single-family home.
Interesting. So, yeah, a deck, if it were a few inches off the house, whatever that definition is.
If it's separated off of just its own lone structure, a gazebo, or a storage
pergola, or whatever.
Garage,
Yeah, that setback
is 5 feet on the back.
I think Corey has a good point about the idea of the back versus the side. And currently the neighbor is an absentee owner, but in the same way that
it may not always be
that situation, and